News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dave Hannigan, the Irish Times columnist based in the US, wrote recently that he despises youth sports and doesn't enjoy watching his sons play competitively. In his piece, he says, "A couple of decades on the sidelines have done this to me. Too many demented coaches, too many dysfunctional parents, too much ugly. This is not what I thought it would be." Journalist and columnist with the Irish Times, Jen Hogan, do you get where Dave is coming from?
I do. I mean, I'm not sure I'd go as far as to say that I hate watching my kids play sports because, I mean, the children that I have who are involved in team sports at the moment really look forward to their matches and there's huge excitement about it. And you kind of tend to feed off that knowing how much they're looking forward to it. However, I totally get where he's coming from. Certainly over the years, I have seen plenty of demented coaches and demented parents and demented ugly activity on pitches and on sidelines, and it does spoil it. Of course it spoils it. It spoils it for the kids, it spoils it for as an adult, as a parent watching it and wanting your children to have a great experience of competitive sports. It spoils it in that regard, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I love Dave's writing and it's a really interesting piece. I'm not sure I completely agree with him. He's saying his best memories are kind of, you know, pucking the ball around, maybe with his dad, which it's a lovely memory. I totally understand that. But he says he doesn't have that many memories of playing competitive games. I just, as a kid, I mean, I loved kicking the ball around, but I mean, a competitive game, organized game was the pinnacle. I have so many memories of that. And I do kind of think it's important, but obviously you can't let lunatic coaches kind of take over.
I mean, the organised sports, but it gives children certainly an opportunity to play sports because not everybody has a group of young other kids around that they can play up on the green, maybe football. So organised sports really important in that regard. I think there are, I suppose if I was to look back, I played football as well when I was growing up. When I was a teenager, but I was playing with a women's team because there wasn't that many girls' teams around at that time. And I mean, I loved it. I absolutely enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to give anybody the impression I was any good at it just because I played it. But I did enjoy it. But it was my opportunity to play because my friends weren't into football and it was really important to me at that stage. But if I watch my own kids, I know that they get huge joy out of going up to our local green and playing with all the kids in the area. They love when their dad goes up to play. Absolutely love when their dad goes up to play. But actually, only earlier this week, it was one of my son's birthday and he loved when I went up to play. That's what was his birthday request. He wanted me to go up and play football too. And I don't know, he kind of rated that birthday as the best birthday he'd ever had. And that was because we were all up at the green playing football together and having those memories. This same child adores his actual competitive and his organised, or not competitive, his organised sports too, and going along and playing football. He loves football. That's just who he is. And I, watching him play football, have enjoyed that. But I've seen so many kids left on the sidelines over the course of the of years of attending football matches. And I've seen so many kids leapfrog, and I've seen so many occasions like that, and seeing the stress and the worry on parents' faces, and the upset for their kids, and the upset for the actual kids who are watching their teammates get
knocked out. Now,
and
the counter argument,
having the same crack.
The counter argument, and look, I kids should not be left on the sidelines. I don't agree with that at all. Every kid should get a game. I think that's really important. But the counter argument would be, I suppose, that, you know, it's okay to endure a little bit of disappointment and a few setbacks because that's what life is like. You know, it's not a bed of roses.
But playing sports, organised sports, like that, of course you will learn life is like that. You know, you don't win all your matches. You don't always score the goals that you might hope to. But I suppose this is kind of different. And Dave is referring to kind of the ugly behaviour that he's seeing and the demented coaches.
How common is that? Like, I have seen it and I'm aware it happens. But I think most coaches are kind of kind and decent and don't roar and scream at kids.
I think there's lots of brilliant coaches, and I'm lucky enough that my own kids have some brilliant coaches. I think there's plenty of brilliant coaches, but there are still a fair few very angry coaches. And judging by the amount of emails and messages that I get in from parents, still a fair few coaches prioritising winning over making sure that children get sufficient playtime. So I don't think they're enjoying it.
I'm involved in coaching, and I do have to constantly catch myself on and remind myself that it is only a game. It's not, you can get caught up in the moment, but it is really important that you don't get too caught up, that you do realise it's fun and that's what it's about.
Absolutely. And we need to say that to parents on the sidelines too, because it isn't just coaches. Sometimes we kind of give out about coaches in terms of that. You can see parents losing the plot on the sideline, roaring at kids on the same team and on the opposing team. And I've witnessed that on many occasions. My own kids have heard awful things said to them, you know, because maybe the parents on the other team, particularly when they get to the teen years, terrible things said because the parents on the other team were maybe a bit cross.
You should never, ever, ever, a parent should never, ever, ever address a player on an opposing team in an underage game. It just should not happen. Listen, we'll leave it there. Jen Hogan, journalist, columnist with the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.